This past week, the Boy Scouts of America, as a response to the growing number of sexual abuse cases being filed against them, announced that they were filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Many believe this is a step that the group is taking as a last action of protection against all these lawsuits. What does this declaration mean for the victims in all of these cases? Joining us now is an attorney who is representing some of these individuals. He's a partner with the law firm Rebenack, Aronel, and Mascola. Jay Mascola, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you?
Very good to have you here to talk about this and learn more about the legal services, in particular to these abuse cases, because with the new statute of limitation laws in New Jersey, it does open a door and path to recovery for more people now than before. RAMlaw.com. We have the link over at our website. And as I mentioned, Jay, the Boy Scouts filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. What challenges does that present versus if they would file under another level of bankruptcy?
Right. So there's a couple different pros and cons going on here. Probably the initial biggest con for us is just explaining to clients, and we have about 30 clients right now with active litigation and active lawsuits and a lot of potential clients, just explaining what that means. Chapter 11, when people first hear bankruptcy, they first think, oh, I'm not getting any recovery, they're out of money. So explaining to them the concept of what a Chapter 11 bankruptcy is, which is, no, it doesn't mean that the corporation or the entity is defunct and doesn't have money. It just means that in all likelihood, the liabilities that may be against them probably exceed whatever assets they have. In the case of the Boy Scouts, there's probably substantial assets. So it's really, for lack of a better word, an accounting of where their assets stand and what their liabilities look like.
Yeah, there are quite a few assets, too. They have about $1 billion in total assets, mainly property for, you know, the obvious reason, campgrounds. So there is liquidation that's possible. If my understanding is right, the organization could dissolve, but that would be after a victim's fund would be set up.
That's correct. There's certainly some options that they can do on their ends. Not sure what other liabilities they have out there. But given some of the public profile to this, as well as, you know, I want to say cautiously optimistic, the conception that Boy Scouts may be doing the right thing here in terms of accepting responsibility to pay these claims. You're correct. What they do after, there are certain options, but I do think that that would not be at the expense of finding some way to compensate the victims and pay some of these claims.
And would behoove the organization, too. They're genuine to, as you said, be upfront, be cooperative, and the name could be restored and still have some value for a reboot or restart or a reimaging, whatever the case may be. But on the legal side, much like with the cases we've seen with the Catholic Church, are these cases, too, also years, even decades old, that the new statute of limitation laws in New Jersey, other states have offered these victims a path to some sort of recovery?
Short answer is yes. In all of our cases that we have, they're a product of New Jersey passing its statute of limitations law, which was passed at some point in the spring of 2019, went into effect on December 1st of 2019, which essentially opened up a two-year new statute of limitations beginning on December 1 of 2019. For anyone who was a victim of sexual abuse as a minor at the hands of either Boy Scouts or Catholic priests or public entities, whatever the case is, whether it be in the 60s, 70s, 80s, we have a couple of cases even before then, yes, the new law opened up that window for them to bring claims beginning on December 1st, 2019. All of the cases that we brought were products of that new law that was passed.
And to their credit, the Boy Scouts up to this point between 2017 and 2019, they paid out $150 million between settlements and, of course, their legal costs as well. But that's, you know, secondary compared to the settlements. They're facing nationally 275 abuse lawsuits. Some are saying, Jay, that there could be thousands more still to come again with these the PR that this, you know, it could be ironic. The Boy Scouts announcing Chapter 11 could create more people taking actions because they might think that the clock is now ticking.
They may, and I read the same media reports about possible claims out there, but the important thing to remember here is you have to have a legal claim. and at least I can speak for New Jersey and a handful of other states that have passed similar laws, without a statute of limitations law that was refined, a lot of claims in other states, you would not have a claim. You're out of time. Most states have a 2-year statute of limitations, at least New Jersey did, 2 years from the time you would turn 18, but for certain laws being passed. So for claims in states outside of New Jersey or outside of these other states that don't have these look-back statute of limitations laws, there could be challenges there. Now, my firm has filed some lawsuits involving out-of-state abuse allegations under a theory that the Boy Scouts had their national headquarters in the state of New Jersey for a period of time up until about 1980. So arguably in certain situations, if decisions were made in the state of New Jersey, in particular Middlesex County, that affected people throughout the country, then arguably there could be claims brought in New Jersey under the New Jersey statute that existed where the abuse actually existed in other states. Complicated issue, not really defined, but certainly sound legal basis to bring these claims.
So with Attorney Jay Muscola, who is with the law firm Rebernack, Aronow, and Muscola, ramlaw.com is their website, and listening to Issues and Ideas. I've read reports, too. I forget whether it was on their own or they were forced to reveal that the Boy Scouts have kept track of abusive counselors and leaders going back to the 1920s. If you parallel what we've seen with the Catholic Church and you think of that amount of time, there's got to be more cases than some of those estimates we've been hearing. That sounds like lowball numbers when they're talking, 1,500, 2,000 over that period of time when you think of the millions of kids have gone through that organization over those decades.
It probably is. In the case of the Catholic Church, yes, they released lists, but what we find is the true number is, could be three times the amount of people that's on that list. Certainly in both entities, unfortunately, there was an epidemic on their hands in terms of pedophiles amongst their ranks and, possibly a pretty hard task to account for all of them. But the point being that whatever lists they provide or make public, whether it be the Boy Scouts or the diocese, the true number is definitely something higher than that.
And there are a few cases, I believe you're handling a few of them, where the Boy Scouts leader was actually a priest. So we have two areas of darkness in our world colliding together and just making it more painful for the victim.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's the case.
You mentioned that someone wants to file a case against the Boy Scouts and it has to be a legal case. As a foundation, what does the individual have to come forward with?
It's obviously there has to be, unfortunately, some form of abuse that occurred to them, which speaks for itself. But secondly, abuse in and by itself would not hold the entity liable, in this particular case, the Boy Scouts. Yes, you would have a claim against the person that did it to you, but to hold the entity responsible, the Boy Scouts, you would really have to establish that they either knew or should have known that they had a dangerous perpetrator amongst their midst in a position of power and of supervision over children, and or secondly, that they should have had some form of safeguards in place to prevent that. For example, was it responsible to send a grown man out alone on overnight trips with a minor boy for a day or two and sleeping together and sleeping in the same tent without any form of supervision? So really both elements, either of the elements, should be there in order to establish some form of liability against the entity. That is, they knew or should have known that there was somebody dangerous, or they should have some form of safeguards in place to prevent it.
Just to wrap things up, do these other cases make it an easier path for someone filing now, because there could be a chance where A connects to B to C to D and, completes the picture that needs to be completed for this to be a true foundation legal action?
Generally, yes. Generally speaking, there's probably strength in numbers here because we do find connections where we didn't think there were any. Client A is telling a story, client B is telling a story, and then there's possibly the same perpetrator. or the same set of facts, or the same troop, or people knew. So the more that comes out publicly, or the more people that come forward, it does kind of strengthen or provide some evidence and discovery in other cases tangentially.
Law firm is Rybinac, Arno, Mascola, and they're one of the law firms who are really taking the victim's case to heart and to provide dealing from the top of the deck legal action for the benefit of these victims. To find out more about their services, and hopefully if this applies to you listening, you're making those self-realizations, because we talked off on the show about, we, you know, human nature buries a lot of things, but maybe all this talk is bringing it to the surface. Place to start to find out what your legal options are is their law firm, ramlaw.com. Jay, thanks so much for being here today and talking about this, and for the work that your firm is doing to help the these victims, and unfortunately the many more that I fear are going to come forward, but maybe not fear. It's a good thing that they come forward, because they need that path to recovery, and you're helping with that. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time as well.